Welcome to Rotorcraft Week. We'll start with a new legal ultralight gyroplane. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Larry Neal of the Butterfly LLC. Bumped into Larry here at Oshkosh on vacation, not as a vendor this year, but he does have a couple of machines here. The folks out in the ultralight area have been watching him fly his Aurora Butterfly single-place gyro with Rotax power. But he has a new thing here, and I saw the press releases in the press center, Larry, for the Butterfly Ultralight. And tell us what you have done.
Okay. You know, I told you last year that I'd show up something new every year, and here we are. What we did, we took one of our very first butterflies that we ever came out with, but at that time it didn't have a pre-rotator. So with the new electric airplane engine technology with the permanent magnet motors and 36 volts, we have a little 2.2-pound motor that turns this little pre-rotator, and it's 3 horsepower. So this is phenomenal. So now we have a true ultralight butterfly gyroplane with a pre-rotator that'll go to 207 RPMs.
All right, so now you're talking about being able to fly at a short strips and not having to pat the blades up by hand. You're also talking, I guess, about being able to use dragon wing rotors on it, which are a very efficient, lightweight airfoil, but just about impossible to start by hand, so you need the pre-rotator.
That is true. I did a little pull start pre-rotator years ago, and trying to even start the dragon wings with pull start, I thought it was a no-go. So, yeah, this is exciting. The ultralight also fits in the back of a pickup. It is truly legal, and it's probably the most fun ship I've got to fly. You wear this one. You become the bird in this ship.
All right. Well, tell us about the market for ultralight gyroplanes, because, a lot of people look at that sector as a place where it's populated by a lot of people who want to get in the air for $5,000, and they're looking through, the barnstormers and the want ads and stuff for old used machines to patch back together. What are the economics behind a brand new machine in the ultralight class?
Okay, usually the old ships wind up being too heavy, even if they try to make them a true ultralight. Our ships with the new model, they have the lighter wheels, the tubes, it's engineered, it's triangulated, it is centerline thrust, which is major. Mm-hmm. It's got a huge horizontal stabilizer on it. And what this true new ultralight does for us as a company is we can start on the entry level now again. This kit less engine is only $10,000, $9,995 for the whole kit less engine. You can buy lots of used 503s around, and you can put a brand new rebuilt 503 on for a lot less than the price of a new one, so you can start getting into the newer models without having to buy that new engine to start with.
So this will make weight with a pre-rotator and a 503.
That's exactly right. And we also offer it with the MZ line of engines, MZ201 at 45 horsepower, or the MZ202 at 60 horsepower. So we're still making a true ultralight with all three engine choices.
All right. Now, let's talk about the rest of your line briefly, because I think some people have... They're all named after butterflies.
Yes.
Tell us, just run down quickly the different models and what their philosophy is.
Okay, just a step bigger than the ultralight, it's called an Emperor. It still has a 503, but it comes with electric pre-rotator and hydraulic brakes and shocks and other things that we can put on there because we don't have a weight limit. It has a 7.5-gallon fuel tank. Then we go to the Monarch, which is a 582 ship. You can really dress the Monarch up with pointy nose pod and wheel pants and a metro launch system and all kinds of goodies. Then we go to the Aurora, which is a 912S powered 100 horsepower, 68-inch prop version. That's what I'm flying here this week. And it's the one, it comes standard with the 7-foot-wide G-Force Magnum all-terrain landing gear is standard on that ship. It comes standard with the metro launch system with a gearbox and a drive shaft. We can bring the rotors to a full 300 RPMs before we release the brakes. You launch at full power, it leaves the ground in 3 to 5 seconds. Whether it's cold, hot, wind, or no wind, you can count on getting off the ground in 3 to 5 seconds. So that is the world-class ship.
That's always been the interesting part of the gyroplane issue, is that people see them and they look like a little helicopter, and they see them land in not much more space than the rotor takes up diameter-wise.
Yeah.
But then they've always needed a significant takeoff run.
Yes.
And it sounds like you've at least come, not maybe a full jump takeoff, but at least come to the point where you can get back out of a lot of places you can get into.
That's true. I personally found out, I've did a lot of testing, and I've tested with jump takeoff rotor heads and stuff. It starts getting so complicated and so heavy, it gets to the point it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I can leave the ground, and usually it's 3 seconds. I say five just to cover when it's really hot or there's no wind. Mm-hmm. And see, I test in Texas where it's usually 95 to 110 degrees, and lots of times we don't have any wind or we have just a crosswind. So that five second covers all that. So now it's still simple gyroplane. It's still simple technology. It's inexpensive. It comes as part of the kit. And so that's good enough, really, at this point, I think.
All right, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about gyroplanes in general and some of your other work. Larry Neal's with me of the Butterfly LLC. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse Twin Engine Jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And, of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Larry Neal is here from the Butterfly LLC. We're talking gyroplanes. Larry, what do you see going on in the gyroplane world in general? I know that there are some guys who are really excited now about possible new applications in law enforcement. There are a couple of companies that have gone to the big law enforcement conventions or the law enforcement aviation conventions. We have rumors that there are a couple of gyroplanes going to be in the air soon with one department in Texas to do surveillance, and we hear about a resurgence in border patrol and that sort of thing. Yet these are experimental machines, and while law enforcement agencies could fly them under the public use exemption, many have been hesitant to do so up till now. Do you see something changing there?
I sure do. We were contacted about 6 weeks ago from some patriotic individual citizens, the private sector, and they went down and talked with the Pima County sergeant of the helicopter division down there about helping with the Border Patrol.
This is in Pima County, Arizona?
Pima County, Arizona. And they had chosen the Aurora Butterfly to be that ship of choice because it burns about less than $12 worth of car gas an hour. It can stay in the air over 4 hours and still have a lot of reserve, and it's got a 2,000 hour TBO airplane motor on it, and it doesn't need an aircraft runway to take off. So that was the choice they made, and so we are working with them now. It's called CBAD, C-BAD. That stands for Civilian Border Air Defense. They can be reached at civilianborderairdefense@gmail.com.
I assume that if they have a contact that they're promoting nationally, they're probably going to get some interest from people who want to write them a check from a lot of other places other than Arizona.
Yes, what they are serious, patriotic individuals. One of them has been in the military, and they love America. They want to get involved personally on the front line and help Border Patrol. And so they're going to ask for donations around the country. They're going to personally go see some rich people and tell them what they got on their mind. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk with the people down in Pima County and see if people will get behind them. They're going to ramp up and put 30 of these ships on the border on all 13 counties on the whole border is their plan. So I'm really excited about being involved in this.
Well, speaking of exciting and involved, I hear Jake Carter knocked on your door again.
He did. I got the official call today that we will start spinning the big 45-foot rotor on the new Carter copter in the pit at Wichita Falls Wednesday.
All right. This is the one that is called the personal air vehicle, and this is the one that I guess is going to prove out what they need to build the first five prototypes that are going to be part of the AAI deal.
This is true.
Okay. What's it like getting back into that thing? I know that was that had some squirrely moments when you were involved in that program before.
Well, we know what happened in every instance that we've ever had. Some of it was my pilot error. Some of it was just simply a crankshaft breaking. I mean, you know, I'm a Christian and I've never had a spirit of fear. And as long as I know that God wants me to help Jay, then I'll be there helping him. And it's exciting to me. I love to fly it.
Well, and that one accident in particular, well, I guess we're a couple where the Corvette engine kind of let it down. And now that Textron's involved, there's some serious help from Lycoming on the way.
There really is. There's a 300 horsepower Lycoming six cylinder. It's got the MT propeller. It's got a constant speed prop. I mean, it's back to a lot of really airplane parts. So we're not testing actually three or four things at one time now. The landing gear's pretty well checked out. Now we've got regular aircraft power plant and propeller. So now we're really working on the rotor and seeing how fast she'll go and seeing what type of muse that we can come up with.
Well, Larry, it's always fun to watch what you're involved in. You're a guy who gets stuff done, and we will watch with interest and hope to catch up with you again.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Find out more about Larry Neal's company at www.thebutterflyllc.com. Find out more about Carter Aviation Technologies at cartercopters.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.